I got a perfect thing, and it's especially for a magazine like this. This is great. With a band like Iron Maiden or Metallica, okay, just because you wear makeup or don't wear makeup doesn't make you a poser or not a poser. This is a very important thing to stress. You don't have to look like Poison to enjoy Poison, first of all. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's important to remember that you don't have to dress up like we dress up to enjoy Poison. And I grew up with the idea that I did the things I wanted to do, and it seems like if you wear makeup that makes you a poser band. Well, it doesn't. That's wrong. You know what I'm saying? I wear makeup because I thought it looked cool. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I like doing. I mean, look at my walls. You can see the people I like and don't like. You know what I'm saying? And and I like a band like Iron Maiden as much as I like a band like Motley Crue. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I think Iron Maiden's great. Well, does that mean that if a guy like me wears makeup, that makes me just like Motley Crue? Does that mean that Bruce Springsteen's the same as Lemmy, who doesn't wear makeup? Do you know what I'm saying? It's not true. You either like something or you don't, you know? For us, I like wearing the makeup. I think it looks cool, and I think people realize that music comes from the heart. And when I'm playing, just like in the California Theater, where unfortunately you get a chance to see us, but when I play to those people, that crowd, a loudness crowd, is more of a heavy metal crowd. Poison's more of a rock and roll band, and those kids loved us. They thought it was great. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to play honest music from your heart, and Poison's sort of the soundtrack for everyday life. You know what I'm saying? Our music, I sing about songs. The songs and the lyrics I sing to our songs are songs I relate to, things that I've done or I'm going to do, or dreams that I want to hold on to. And everyone has a dream, whether it's a place or a thing that you want to do or be. That's a dream, and I'm not saying you have to have the same dream as I do. Not everyone wants to be in a rock and roll band, you know what I'm saying? But whether you want to grow up and be and marry a beautiful girl, whether you want to grow up and be a carpenter or an architect, as long as you hold on to that dream, that's all I'm saying. This is my dream, so it's kind of fun, you know what I mean? I'm doing exactly what I want to do, and it can be confusing sometimes because my business is my pleasure. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, say I'm sleeping with a girl. Well, that turns out she buys a ticket to our show. Well, that pays my bill as well as having, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, but it all goes, you know what I'm saying? It all rolls in. It's like you said, it all rolls into one ball. You know what I'm saying? My fantasy is what I'm doing. So it takes a long time to work at your dreams. Working at your dream, though, gives me a reason to wake up every morning. I mean, I wake up in the morning and make 20 phone calls before 12 o'clock saying, is our merchandising done? Is this done? Is this done? Is our interview going to get written up? What do you mean they put a bad picture of me in the mat? You know what I'm saying? And it just goes on and on. But, I mean, that's something that you have to work at.